prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. Asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the art of cleansing, because I get a lot of calls and questions about that. So we're going to kind of hit some of the highlights on that. Also, we're going to be talking about inflammatory bowel issues, because I'm also getting questions about that lately. So we're going to cover that in our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. You know, hitting the knees, seeing the Lord, speaking with him every day is important. It's called a relationship with the Lord. And today's devotional is in Psalms 55. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. You know, never cease to pray. God will hear you. If you pray some of the same prayers that are in his scripture, he knows you're reading his His word, and his word never comes back void. I can attest to that. So by the time it grows short, and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, let's see. Oral-B Glide Dental Floss. Have you heard about this? Has toxic PFAS chemical on it. Apparently, a new study in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology found a lot of people end up sick with this chemical in their bodies. So these researchers actually were testing people, and I noticed women especially, a lot of women use this product, this Oral-B Glide dental floss. So they checked it for chemicals, and they found the PFAS on there, polyfluoroalkyl substances and toxic chemicals, they said is responsible for thyroid diseases, testicular cancer, high cholesterol, decreased fertility, immune system suppression, kidney cancer, and low birth weight. So they found it on that. They also find this chemical, it's a Teflon type of fiber, and they find it in other brands of dental floss as well. Let's see, what are the brands? I'm trying to read real quickly, but there's a couple other brands. And also, you know, you can find it in other products. You have to be real careful. They also said it causes osteoarthritis, according to a study of the Environmental Health Perspective Journal. So, goodness, you gotta, can't even clean your gums and your teeth anymore without all these chemicals in it. Moving along in the quack report, a couple of ways to clear the body of, get this, chemtrail toxins. So we're going to talk about cleansing in the first part of the show. According to this report, there's some basic foods that you can eat to help clear away any of these chemtrail toxins that are in the atmosphere. Brussels sprouts and broccoli, garlic, all alpha-linolenic acids, and peas, citrus fruits, ginger, cilantro, probiotic type of substances help have a cleansing action. So we're going to get into cleansing a little bit, and especially if you believe chemtrails exist. Some people don't. But in the event they do, we're going to cover how to cleanse away those chemtrail chemicals. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, so let's talk about cleansing, because a lot of people have never done it. Some people have done it, but not successfully, or didn't know if it worked. Anyway, let's kind of hit the highlights on, you know, the do's and don'ts a little bit, and organ cleansing. A lot of people prefer just to do something else rather than cleanse, you know, diet pills or charcoal pads to the bottom of their feet. You know, some people just don't want to cleanse. But, you know, I look at cleansing as a maintenance. So if the car needs maintenance, the furnace needs maintenance, your house needs maintenance, lawn needs maintenance. Hey, you know, why are you neglecting your body? Because in this toxic world we live in, we definitely need to do a little something for ourselves. So there's a big debate now over cleansing, whether it's good for the body, if it's beneficial. And it's really going to depend on a couple of factors if it's going to work out for you. Obviously, the medical science area doesn't really endorse using herbal cleanses. And the major point they use is the body already detoxes itself, and there's really no need to use any cleanses. Well, this is kind of a weak point because, you know, body functions often are impaired or they fail, which is the reason doctors usually sell patients lots of drugs. So what we really need to ask is, why does the body function not work like it should? Then we need to go about, you know, addressing that cause. And the cause is often usually a lack of nutrition, or maybe it's some toxic substances that have accumulated and is impairing the function, sort of like a blockage, if you will. So the other factors really we need to consider are, you know, what's the quality of the cleansing tools we're using, and what are the instructions of use? So we're going to look at cleansing, kind of an old therapy, but really very effective, very good way to better your health. All right. Let's look at a pattern of use, because history is full of ancient writings on how to cleanse the body of impurities, poisons, even venom. Now, detoxing the ancient way takes us back, you know, to the Roman Empire, the Greek physicians, the rainforest tribal cultures, and even native Indians. So the knowledge of cleansing kind of was shared on trade routes. And then the tools were largely, you know, kind of dictated by region of indigenous plants. Now, the universal method. Hey, Frank, do you know what the universal method of cleansing is? I mean, everybody's done it in every culture all over the globe. Want to take a guess? Yeah. Well, it's fasting. That's the universal cleansing method. So as with anything that involves health, you know, cleansing is kind of a personal activity. Having, you know, the awareness, though, of how the body removes toxins on its own is very important, so that you, when you cleanse, you work with that system and not against it. It's real important to do that. All right, let's look at the Indians for just a second. Kind of close to home here, America. From the ancient writings of Native Indians, often they would use hot springs or sweat tents to release toxins and purge the body of impurities. And many in the ancient world, you know, used water to purify the body. So a lot of hydrotherapy was often used. And it was there to super purge or remove toxins quickly using hot and cold water therapy. So herb therapy is also used by a lot of cultures spanning the globe, and much of the herb traditions that were passed down first started with observation of what the animals ate and what they avoided. So when animals were sick, they usually sought out bitter plants to eat, and man noticed that. So the invention also of the tonic beverage usually was given in the spring when the new herbs had started to grow. The herb tonics were used to purge out the stagnation of the winter, add back the nutrients, you know, the winter diet tend to lack. So tonics were there to super infuse the system with nutrition and purge out toxins. So that was really what they were for. So let's get to the question, what cleanses do? Well, when you go about cleansing the organs of your body, you accomplish several things. For instance, you tend to rest the organs for a while when you do that. Also, you stimulate detox processes, and you improve elimination as well as circulation. You also improve your cognitive function, remove your metabolic stress, and also you can supercharge your system with a lot of nutrition. So there's a lot of good things you can do for the system overall when you cleanse. So what can cleanses remove? Well, depending on the type and the quality of your cleanse product, you can and the action that you're using it in, it can offer several benefits to you. You can remove things like synthetic chemicals, drug residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, food additives, agricultural chemicals, environmental pollutants, various accumulated acids that tend to settle in your joints and make your joints ache, inflammation, cancer, parasites, and excessive fat. So a lot of times people, when they do their first cleanse, they'll drop 10, 15, or more pounds, and they're kind of in awe of that. So what do you want to look for and what do you want to avoid? Well, it's real important to research your cleanse products carefully, and you want to consider the therapies that have kind of a track record of success. So these therapies will have been around for 50 or more years, okay? And I would use caution with any product that promotes or promises a total body cleanse in one fell swoop. And the reason is the body has a method of detoxing itself. And you need to work with that and not overwhelm it. So detoxing all of the filtering organs at one time is really not recommended. You may be dumping more toxins than can exit your system fast enough. And when toxins aren't leaving fast enough, they have a tendency to be reabsorbed and can make you feel sick. So not a good intro to cleansing if you get sick the first time you do it. So try to avoid that. What about other toxins? Well, lots of debates. If you're toxins, then you think you may be. It's kind of a contentious one. The discussion about things like radiation toxicity from our modern technology, you know, cell phones and smart meters. Also, the heavy metal toxicity from vaccines as well as chemtrails is also being talked about. So if chemtrails do offer a release of nanoparticles, arsenic, aluminum, mercury, this is kind of a cocktail of toxins that would threaten our health. So I like to use herbs that tend to supercharge your system with minerals and other nutrients, and this will also help purge materials that are toxic, okay? So and when you look at your medicinal herbs, they are packed full. They're very concentrated with nutrients, including your minerals. So that's why we use a lot of these herbs, because they're just so powerful but gentle at the same time. All right, so you want to make this cleansing as simple as you can. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they manufacture really a system of herbal organ cleanses based on John Christopher's perfected system that he used for 60 years in his clinic. And then when he retired, he opened an herb school, and then he passed on what he knew. So there's a track record there with these types of herb formulas, which are gentle yet effective. So if you're looking at cleansing, you always open the last stop of the toxins to leave the body first. So you're working kind of in reverse of how the body dumps toxins in order to open up for free flow of toxins for your system. So the blood system will purge toxins to the liver. The liver has to neutralize those impurities. And then the residues go through the gallbladder, out the duodenum, to the bowel and urinary to leave the body. So we like to open up the bowel first and clean that, and then we'll go to kidney, bladder, urinary tract, and then we'll move to liver, gallbladder, and blood system is usually always last, okay? The only time we use a blood cleanse formula, very powerful formula, the only time is for like a poisoning in a brief burst. But typically we don't use it out of order for things. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have all those cleanses. You can buy them one at a time, working on them one at a time. You could buy the whole cleanse kit and work at it at your own pace. Any way you want to do it, just follow the instructions so that you're successful in your cleansing. There is a track record then with these types of formulas, which will cleanse, but they're not going to make you stay near bathrooms. You know, people have this idea that if I do a bowel cleanse, I can't leave the house. I have to stay near the restroom. And no, it's not like that. You're not going to have turbo bowel. You can still do your normal thing. So keep that in mind. Your cleanses should be gentle and effective, won't disrupt your normal routine. Now, in addition to those cleanses for the major organs, I also like to use a formula that contains a lot of herbs, but specifically chlorella and spirulina. And these provide a lot of protein to the body. Also, it protects your cells from toxins and helps purge those toxins from your digestive system. This is really very important if you do have heavy metals that tend to migrate to the bowel within 14 days after they enter your body. Look for the product called Body Foundation Food Mix. You can use it with your cleanses, and it's very effective. I also like to use milk thistle because of the antioxidant protection this herb provides for your liver. And your liver is one of those organs that is major in neutralizing toxicity for you. So this is very much a TLC herb for your liver, very paramount when you do cleansing, especially when you do a lot of blood cleansing. So it's also going to contain selenium. And selenium is very useful because it negates any damage toxins want to cause. So kind of a buffer there. So you can find milk thistle tincture, which is all the professional strength formulas are there at Apothecary Herbs. So this is what practitioners use. So milk thistle tincture is there. Now, another herb formula that has selenium, if you're looking for it, is the valerian root tincture, which we usually use for panic attacks and depression, you know, and just taking tension out of the nervous system. So valerian root has your selenium as well. Now, some other herbs that help combat toxic chemicals and heavy metals, ginger root, garlic. If you're looking for ginger root tincture, garlic juice, concentrate, you can find that as well at Apothecary Herbs. So you have these tools and instructions, plus a lot of product support from Apothecary Herbs. So you can call and ask questions, email and ask questions. You do have a lot of questions when you cleanse. You may not think you will, but you do. Just experience tells me you're going to start using something and because everybody's different. Everybody's tolerance level's different. This kind of amazes me that modern medicine just has cookie cutter doses and drugs and but not everybody has the same absorption rate, tolerance levels, and so on. So this is why there are lots of side effects with that kind of therapy. So, but with your herbs, which are very gentle and forgiving, and what I like about herbs is it's whole food. It's not isolated nutrients. It's not synthetics. It's not mega doses of things. So the body's able to tap into just what it needs and voids out what it doesn't. So you don't have that toxicity. You don't have that side effect overdose issue. So that's why whole foods for medicinal use are preferred. And that's all I use at my house. Okay, so if you would like to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, toll-free number in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And we got spring coming up, so they just started their spring celebration, which will run through the 21st. So it's a store-wide sale, so you can save 20% now through the 21st on orders of $50 or more. So check that out as soon as you can at thepowerherbs.com. And if you're on there and you want to get the free newsletters, don't forget to sign up for those. They're under the Books and Newsletters tab, and they're sent out each week. And it's health therapies and other wonderful little tidbits of information that I think you'll enjoy. So check it out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call, 866-229-3663, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. That's right, because you're taking the power back. And you would probably think how hard it would be, but it's not really that hard. You know? It's we think it's hard. I think we make things harder than they are. But you'll be amazed how simple it is to reverse a lot of problems. You know, like what did I just hear? Whoopi Goldberg was in the hospital with double pneumonia and sepsis, right? And she was in there, and they loaded her up with antibiotics, you know, and her immune system is low, so she has to be careful, you know, right now. But I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, that blood cleanser wipes out sepsis in a skinny minute and doesn't destroy your immune system either, right? Sepsis. I mean, you would think these monumental problems medicine struggle with is you know, going to make it difficult on an herbal level to deal with, but it's not. It's not. And that's kind of what blows people's minds, is I could deal with sepsis in an herbal way. I'm like, absolutely. That's what I would be doing. But, you know, people go and they want to lay in the hospital with lots of IVs and bells going off and lots of drugs. But I just know, I've seen it over and over again. I've seen it work. Of course, you know, there's always the area of no return, right, Frank? You don't want to wait till that last moment when the body's so weak, you know, nobody's going to save you. You want to take care of things. You want to do your due diligence. That's all I'm saying. All right. We're going to be talking about inflammatory bowel disease, because irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, and all slew of things has the healthcare system wealthy, but nobody's getting cured. A lot of inflamed bowel tissue out there and lots of complications that come with that. Ulcerative colitis. And the medication list is, you know, a mile long. So, all those drugs destroy your friendly flora, and then you have a digestive tract that can't digest protein. What do you do with that? Gotta have protein to convert to amino acids to feed your cells. Otherwise, what do you have? Chronic fatigue. That's what you got. So anyway, we're gonna take a look at this. Ulcerative colitis, for instance, has really gotten out of hand. 1.4 million Americans have it. Crohn's disease, another inflammatory bowel issue, also affects millions. Ulcerative colitis, though, affects only the large intestine. And according to health authorities, the inflamed bowel conditions like this have increased by 74% since the 1990s. So that tells me medicine's not doing anything to correct this, and neither are patients. They're just kind of going along with what the doctor says, but they don't know how to cure this. So medicine is reporting there are 57,000 people that get admitted to the hospital each year because of these conditions, and Crohn's disease often attacks patients early during the ages of 15 to 30. Now, a lot of college students, high school students, they got these problems already. So college students very prone to this disease because of the crappy food they serve on campus. That's the only way I can say it, right? If you ever went to college and lived on campus and you went to the cafeteria or wherever the canteen, I think is what they called it. But it was just like high school food or worse, you know, worse than cafeteria food. It was, you know, stuff that was frozen, thrown on a cookie sheet, heated up, you know, just really, really devoid of a lot of nutrition. So it was almost like equivalent to fast food, I guess. Just didn't taste as good, right? All right. So the statistics are showing us males slightly more prone to a lot of these inflammatory bowel diseases than females. And one statistic is showing that patients with these conditions getting younger and younger by the year. So Canadians seem to have an epidemic of this problem. Highest rates ever with digestive malfunction in this type of disease. Lots of diabetes run amok there as well. So diet-related condition is what this is, right? This is what it is. So we gotta seriously look at the lifestyle as we work at correcting the imbalance. So let's talk about Crohn's for a minute. Any medical condition with itis, I-T-I-S at the end, what that means, it's a condition with a lot of inflammation. All right. So Crohn's is really defined as by medicine as kind of an immune system that's attacking healthy flora in the digestive tract. I don't buy that for a second. You know, I can see by the clock. Seconds are ticking, and I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. 929-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
And we're talking about, you know, keeping the bowel healthy, keeping you healthy. We're just talking about a lot of these inflammatory bowel diseases. And, you know, if you don't have healthy flora, that's when you get inflammation occurring. So really, you got an imbalance to correct. It's not about an immune system gone running amok. So you get a little inflammation in the walls of the bowel, and all of a sudden the bowel walls start to thicken. You start taking a bunch of medicine the doctors give you, and it just makes the imbalance worse as the drugs flush more minerals out of your system. And a lot of times inflammatory bowel problems start. It's not so much flora. It could be starting from a prescription, like if you've been heavily influenced by antibiotics to treat something. A lot of people get bowel problems that way that can last for decades when they're on long-term antibiotic therapy. So medicine is hinting, you know, that your Crohn's is really more likely, you know, it's an inherited weakness or it's genetic. They blame Crohn's disease also on the environment, on your high stress job, just whatever. You know, so as I mentioned, Crohn's really involves the small, also in the large intestine, and also includes symptoms of abdomen pain, diarrhea, weight loss, inflammation of the ileum, which is that where the small and large intestine connect. It's most often involved there, a lot of inflammation. It's also real close to your appendix, too. So the condition starts really in your stomach and your small intestine, and then moves to encompass the entire digestive system. And they call this gastroduodenal Crohn's. And patients have problems with appetite and weight loss, nausea, vomiting, a lot of abdominal pain and cramping. So people that have this problem, you know, do drop a lot of weight pretty quickly. So they're really thin. If you've ever seen anybody with this problem. So they also have night sweats, trouble sleeping, bleeding, joint pain, skin problems. So if the patient is female, she's also going to have a disruption with her menstrual cycle. And children that have the condition will have delayed development. So this is how important bowel health is, okay? Actually, if you've heard that term, the bowel is the body's most important organ, it is, you know, because when you're constipated, you know, you're not functioning well, you're not thinking straight. So it's sort of like when, you know, there's a strike with the sanitation crew, you know, and we get problems in the city when that happens. Well, you're going to get problems in the body when that happens too. So Crohn's can produce some ulcers that tend to form on the intestine wall, kind of like acne, if you will. And these toxins that can't leave your body fast enough, they produce these fistulas. And what happens is it's sort of like a acne pustule that burrows into the colon wall and it protrudes on the outside of the colon. So this is why your colonoscopy scans don't see any of that. It's on the other side of the colon. This is a serious problem. You've got an organ that's getting infected. Okay. But medicine just has surgery for that. And that's not an option. I think anybody really wants to consider. You know, after you get all the tests done, the fecal tests, endoscopies, sigmoidoscopies, blood tests, MRI, CT scans, then of course, you know, then it's, you know, the drugs don't work anymore. So then it's surgery to remove parts of the colon. Now patients are told that there's no cure. And that's why medical establishment is promoting, you know, early detection. Well, what are they going to give you? Just drugs and wait for it to develop further. You know, they just get you on drugs early, resolve early detections doing, because it's totally driven by diet. It's what you're putting in the body that's the problem. Let me give you an idea. So average to start treatment, $20,000. Severe conditions, $60,000. If you're in the acute area, $300,000 a year to treat this problem. So medicine says there's no cure, and it even, you know, just poo-poos the whole idea that it's diet-driven, that you can correct it on your own. And they instruct their patients to, you know, go ahead and make some good nutritional decisions. It's going to be critical also for your recovery from surgery. You want to reduce your inflammation and stuff. But why go there? Why not address it when it first starts and it doesn't get to be a surgical matter at all? Ulcerative colitis, stats, Crohn's disease, together combined, they're $1.84 billion industry for modern medicine. And so telling you to go home and do a cleanse and change your diet doesn't make them any money. But that's going to make you healthy and well, in my opinion. Ulcerative colitis, according to Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, inflammatory bowel disease starts to materialize. It's been in the medical records since Civil War era, okay? So during the Civil War, 1861 to 1865, you had a spike in sugar consumption, okay? And that started to rise. So this is where the sugar and the stress element came in with the war and everything. However, Crohn's and colitis conditions were really not official medical conditions until 1875. They were just writing about them, but they weren't official until 1875. They didn't get an official medical name. They didn't get a diagnosis name until really 1932. So about that time, antibiotics were being used. And so they had penicillin mass distributed by 1932. So symptoms of colitis are really that acute diarrhea, rectal bleeding, pain, chronic inflammation, weak intestines, toxins in the colon will cause massive swelling, enlargement of the intestines, bloating, complications, itchy red eyes and eye pain, mouth sores, swollen, painful joints, skin lesions, rashes, bumps, sores, ulcerations, osteoporosis, kidney stones, liver conditions like hepatitis and cirrhosis, and blood clots, all from inflammation of the bowel, right? Now, I got to tell you about this new drug. Medicine is always coming up with something. In vitro, it's supposed to address inflammatory bowel conditions like this. It is mainly prescribed only for adults that tend to have ulcerative colitis with their inflammation when the conventional drugs have failed to work. Now, with Crohn's disease, they're also prescribing it for that as well. So it has been documented as a drug that will try to contain symptoms to limit or reduce the need for lots of steroid drugs. And so the drug is really promoted as improving the symptoms and limit or reduce the need for steroid drugs. So that's why they're adding this drug to your regimen. The drug is promoted as improving the lining of the large intestines, and patients are told their symptoms will improve and their disease will be, voila, in remission. Now, remission is not a cure. It just means lessening of symptoms. That's the medical definition of remission. Doesn't mean you're cured. You still have the problem. So the word remission, as I said, it can be misleading, and patients think, you know, oh, I'm in the clear. You know, where's the pizza and the beer? Right? No. No, and no again. You're not in the clear. Documents on this drug warn not to take Entyvio if you've recently been vaccinated with long-term or if you've had a long-term infection. Interesting. So the drug is really not to be taken if there are liver problems, tuberculosis, if the patient's pregnant or if you're breastfeeding. So some of the common side effects they list for this drug are cold symptoms, headache and fatigue, joint pain, back pain, extremity pain, nausea and fever, upper head infections like sinusitis and throat pain, cough and bronchitis, and rash and itching. But then there are the serious side effects. You know, usually, you know, the serious side effects don't usually make it on the printout. Top 10 do, but serious side effects, severe allergic reactions where you may have swelling of the lips, tongue, throat, and face, shortness of breath and trouble breathing, dizziness, fever, heart palpitations, infections producing fever, chills, muscle aches, cough, runny nose, and sore throat, sort of like the flu, shortness of breath, red and painful skin with sores, tiredness, pain during urination, and liver problems with dark urine and yellowing of the skin and eyes. Progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, which is a rare viral brain infection, produces disability and death. There's no cure when you get that. So also you got to note, people with inflammatory bowel disease are often given immune system suppressants, which make them weak. And the drug manufacturer states that patients with weak immune systems are more likely to develop the severe symptoms when taking Entyvio. So you be aware of that. So mortality is a factor. According to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, Crohn's disease has a higher mortality rate over colitis, the death rate they blame on cancer complications and other complications like heart disease and urinary tract problems. So what's your risk? Well, statistics are saying there are more cases of Crohn's than ulcerative colitis, But if you listen to the medical health authorities, these conditions are too hard to predict who would be at risk. And they claim the conditions are so complicated that genes and the environment play a role and it can't really be predicted or cured. You're telling me that even after all the historical data and all these correlations to stress and sugar intake, the reduction in food nutrition since World War II, which is, you know, skyrocketing the number of cases and all the fast food people eat and the junk, and you don't know what the cause is. Well, even a blind person can see what the cause is, to be honest. Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. Make sure it's the good food. If you're not your own doctor, he also said you're a fool. That's coming from the father of medicine, Hippocrates. Now, if you have, let's say, relatives in your family tree that suffered from a lot of these conditions, the inflammatory bowel stuff, it's very likely you're going to have a metabolic weakness there. And the other thing is we tend to eat like our relatives, so we're going to carry on the tradition of having this illness. All right, so if such instances, they're going to require greater care in such instances, and you should, you know, avoid unhealthy foods, avoid trigger foods, smoking, alcohol, sedentary lifestyles, because these diseases often strike and take advantage of your weakest link. So weaknesses can be passed on, and we tend to have lifestyles, like I said, like our relatives. So science has shown that food influences your DNA as quickly as within 6 days. And that's how powerful food is in regards to your health and well-being. So eating more raw fruits and vegetables and limiting the animal foods to maybe 4 ounces or less, going to have a greater impact than any of the drugs and surgery ever will. Hippocrates also said all disease begins in the gut. And he said healing is a matter of time, but is sometimes also a matter of opportunity. So don't squander the time and your opportunity to get better. So you want to detox. Even if you don't suffer from inflammatory bowel diseases right now, doing your system maintenance organ cleansings to detox the bowel is like having, you know, an insurance policy against these kind of things. So the bowel is really that last stop for toxins to leave your body. It's real important that that organ be clean, toned, free-flowing of the toxins to get them out of there. So if you have a sluggish bowel and have limited bowel movements, maybe you're only moving once or twice a week. Medicine calls that normal, but that's not normal. Okay, if you're eating 3 times a day, you should be eliminating 3 times a day. People don't hear that from their doctors, you know. This is why it's often I refer to the bowel as that important organ that's so important. Because, you know, if you're constipated, what happens? You can't seem to focus and concentrate and think right. You forget things. It's almost like your short-term memory is kaput. And it's all the toxins building up. It's affecting your neurotransmitters. So the bowel is real important. If you don't take care of your bowel, you will probably come down with disease and premature death. Okay. So now's the time if you want to get a hold of your disease management issues. Now's the time to cleanse away all those toxins that are making your body weak and inflamed and irritated on a cellular level. You're going to supercharge your system with a lot of whole food nutrition when you do your cleansing. It's an absolutely miracle. And it's not mine. It belongs to God. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. So the first step, if you were going to do one, look at the bowel cleanse kit. You can modify the kit. If you got a lot of inflammation, you may not want to use formula A, but you want to just use formula B. That's a question if you want to run that by the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll be honest with you on that. And also get your body foundation food mix, because that's going to supercharge nutrition, and that strengthens the system. And it helps to fight disease and replace sick and dying cells with healthy new ones. So you need nutrition and you need toxin removal to overcome these things. So cleanse and nourish, cleanse and nourish. Just remember that, cleanse and nourish. I know that's simple, but why would your creator want to give you something so complicated on staying well? He didn't want you to have anything complicated. We've just gotten away from the basics, and now we've made everything complicated. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. And, of course, they're having that 20% off for the spring celebration that runs through the 21st. Yep, 21st. So save 20% on orders of $50 or more, and that's store-wide on their website. You can call in and get the discount. You could write it on your order form and get this discount. Just get it postmarked by the 21st. So save. You know, if you're stocking up for the allergy stuff, or the natural pet collars for dogs and cats, I mean, you know, now's the time to do it while the sale is on. We got a few minutes. So we're going to be talking about what makes us most vulnerable to disease. And, you know, is there any place on planet Earth that makes us more vulnerable to disease? Modern science is really pointing to a lot of genetics these days with regards to disease. University School of Medicine, their scientists at Johns Hopkins are saying gene errors are really not the reason for cancer, but it may be this random DNA expression. So they're really not sure. They're making hypotheses, educated guesses, and they're basing treatments on guesses. So science is really saying an unhealthy lifestyle has nothing to do with disease, which is totally wrong, has everything to do with disease. They're saying disease is mutating genes, cause unknown, hereditary issues, inflammation, and immune system malfunction. That's the four things they fall back on when they can't explain why you're sick. And now with this CRISPR editing gene stuff coming out, they think they can just edit disease right out of the picture. I'm not real keen on that. Editing your God-given genes? Seriously. I think that's a recipe for big-time failure. So let's say that you're there's two ways to handle a situation, and then let's say you selected that you think you're going to do this. This is the best way to deal with your health problem. Now, if you have chosen the wrong way, the results are going to become evident and then create a greater risk for you. Let me give you an example. In May 2016, a research team at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, New York, found that antibiotics damage the human immune system. So in addition, they also found that antibiotics destroy brain cells and inhibit brain cell growth. And when did you ever hear this from your doctor who prescribes antibiotics for maybe an unconfirmed bacterial infection or for your gut inflammation? So these are very harmful drugs dispensed all over the world to millions of people, and the eventual result really is side effects, which is really more sickness. Now there is the isolated incident where, you know, penicillin did save lives, but now we've got a superbug problem. That was our cost for overuse of antibiotics when medicine didn't know what it was doing. So a lot of times I want you to think, sometimes the medical treatments you're having is causing an imbalance, because these researchers at Kettering, they had an article in Science, a Translational Medicine and Cell Reports. The antibiotics create such a profound imbalance, they said, your entire system is affected. That's how powerful they are. So they said in 2016, something like 266 million antibiotic prescriptions were written in just the doctor's offices alone. That wasn't the hospitals, emergency clinics, or anything like that. So they pointed out that the standard treatment is load cancer patients up with antibiotics. That's a standard doctor standing order. And that's the standard order for a lot of things. If you have pulmonary disease, digestive diseases, skin conditions, dental procedures, surgical procedures, infections, cosmetic procedures. I once had a family member that went in for an outpatient procedure, tonsillectomy, wound up being admitted, blood pressure drop, couldn't keep fluids down. So for 2 days in the hospital, doctors couldn't figure out why this person couldn't keep any fluids down. If they weren't hooked up to an IV, their blood pressure would crash. And I come in and I'm noticing they're sticking antibiotics in the IV. And so I ask, is there an infection? No, it's just a precaution not to get one. But you're putting in antibiotics that are listed on the patient chart as being allergic to them. So you're creating the imbalance, and this person can't keep fluids down. They have stomach upset from the antibiotics they're allergic to. Hello. Well, that didn't go over too well. I opened my big mouth, see, and that didn't go over too well because they had just written an order for a consult to come in to possibly do exploratory surgery on the digestive system to see what's up. I'm like, seriously, you're going to open somebody up and risk that when all you have to do is DC the antibiotics and watch this person drink a whole bucket of ice chips in a day and be done with this problem? And that's exactly what happened. We got rid of the antibiotics, and by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that person was drinking water and no problem. See what I mean? I'm not talking about newbie doctors. I'm talking about doctors that had been in practice 25 years. And I was talking to them like that. They didn't appreciate it. I was being respectful. I was just saying, maybe you haven't considered this. Oh, no, that can't be it. That's obviously too simple. And I'm like, well, how about this? Let's DC the antibiotics. It's 7 a.m. Let's DC the antibiotics. And by 3 o'clock, if things haven't improved, we'll just do it your way. But, of course, by 3 o'clock, guess who was being discharged? Patient. So sometimes you got to stand your ground when you know. And it may be just a gut feeling, or maybe just the Lord whispering in your ear, you know? So stand your ground. Now, keep in mind, you got a lot of immune system organs in your body. Your appendix, your tonsils, your nose, your lymph glands, your lymph nodes, your spleen, even your bone marrow that makes all the blood and the antibody, macrophages, the white blood cells. So you want to protect all that. And there's ways to do it. And a lot of times all it is keeping the toxins out and putting the nutrition in. Simple. And it'll take care of most internal medicine disorders. Look at air. I summed it up in an hour there, Frank. Well, I'm out of time, but don't forget, Apothecary Herbs having a spring sale, 866-229-3663. Be smart, do your cleanses, get ready for the summer, be healthy and well out there, thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.